Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's January 4th, 2008, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released September 10th and 11th, 2003.
Nazarene was our recent reestablished contact with our friends at KROQ in Los Angeles, California, and Wireless Flash, putting the word out about your endorsement of Arnold to radio stations around the world caused by the temporary removal of the Los Angeles Dead Zone. These people haven't worked with us for quite some time.
Well, we certainly don't think it's a coincidence, Alora. Things there haven't been good since 98, and all of a sudden we shut down the Dead Zone in Los Angeles temporarily, and whoom, all this stuff starts in California, and our power is flowing to California, and power is flowing back to us. It's almost like the good old days again, and we hope we can continue to make it grow. But this is phenomenal. The power is beginning to return. The people are beginning to answer us again. Since I was betrayed for Clinton, there was nothing, absolutely nothing. People would not even take our power when we gave it to them. It was rejected. It was turned away. Now they are actually receiving it, actually taking it. It is phenomenal. The change in the last few weeks, and it's growing daily, and we're praying that it will work, that it will reach people, that it will open the people in Canada, and they will start resisting homosexuality and drive the homosexual effort out of their country. And we're hoping it will do the same thing in the United States. We're hoping we can use this power to get Arnold elected, and he will do a good job there, that we can guide him and influence him and get him to do the right things. We're really pushing a law. We're really trying. We can't say for absolutely sure, but it sure seems like it. All of a sudden, we restore the power there, and this happens.
Fantastic news, Nazarene. I hope it works out the way you want. We're doing all we can to make people aware of your endorsement of Arnold.
I sure hope we're not messing up the separation between church and state, Alora. I really hope so.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here, John Lennon and Demetrius, wrote a story, 3rd Platoon Price Brigade, which is a very interesting adventure. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/V19N7/links.htm.
Nazarene, how are the victims of the terrorist attacks on 9/11 doing in the afterlife? And do they have any messages to give the people of the United States? How do they think the government is doing on the war against terrorism?
Most of them, Alora, are doing very, very well. Of course, in any of these situations, there's people that had problems before this that they have to deal with after they die, and they are having a few problems. But the greater majority of them are doing just fine, but all are going to survive. We don't expect to lose any of them. As far as any messages to their loved ones, they are upset with the government's plans to reimburse their families. A lot of them don't think it's enough, and they're upset that the big companies are being allowed to get out of it and that the government isn't reimbursing their people according to what they should be reimbursed. And I can understand their feelings on this, and something should be done about it. I understand that the government is trying, but it's with all things the government tries to do, they usually mess things up royally. The only other message that the people have is they want the American people to support the president's efforts in Iraq and make Iraq a stable government. And it's going to take time. These people were controlled for 30 years, and it's going to take them a while to learn to fend for themselves. It's going to be difficult. So the American people have to be patient and understand that the casualties are worth it. That's all.
I'm glad they're okay, Nazarene. Sorry to hear about the legal problems, though. There's too much of that stuff lately. Everything's too complicated.
We don't understand what the problem is, Alora. It's so simple. You simply figure out how much this person made a month and if he would get any promotions or anything in his lifetime, and you send his wife those payments for the rest of her life. It's easy.
We'll be back again.